Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Though not likely the kind of Easter you would have expected a few months ago, it is a glorious Easter Sunday nonetheless. Today speaking to us for the occasion is Dr. Jim Van Gelderen. Don't miss this powerful explanation of the living I am.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Jim Van Gelderen, and I am broadcasting from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Well, here we are at the Easter season, and this is an unusual Easter because we're right in the middle of this pandemic, I guess is what we'd call it, this coronavirus, something that we could not have predicted even months ago. And I know, young person, for some of you, even for some of us older folks, this is an uncertain time. It's not something we've been through before. You'd have to be pretty old, I think, 1918, over 100 years old in order to have experienced this. And of course, I doubt very many living people would even remember that, even if they were alive. So it's an unusual time. And it comes at the time when we remember the Lord's resurrection, life. Yeah, there's a lot of talk about death, and we certainly have been concerned about those who've succumbed to this awful virus. But there's something greater than physical life, and that's spiritual life. And really, that's what the life really is all about. Jesus said, "I'm come that you might have life," in John 10, "and that you might have it more abundantly." Jesus wants us to have abundant life, not just eternal life one day with Him, but abundant life, which really is eternal life, even now. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." He said, "I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life." And really, resurrection is all about life, a return to life. Of course, the Lord Jesus' resurrection was a return to physical life, and He overcame death, hell, the grave. And it's a wonderful thing because one day, friends, we will be resurrected if we know the Lord Jesus. But you say, what does it have to do for my daily Christian life? Well, obviously, the most important thing is to have that assurance of salvation. And if you don't have that, you need it. And Jesus alone can give that. You trust Him to wash your sins away, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have," here it is, "everlasting life." Certainly that's where it starts. But for you young people, I just want to remind you at this resurrection time, at this time of we think about life, what about abundant life? Recently, I've been struck to reread We Would See Jesus, and I've just got into it, but I was struck to do so because I had just read the biography of Roy Hessen, who is the author of that book, and also Calvary Road. He has a book called My Calvary Road. It's his biography or autobiography, and I have been deeply stirred by his words, his own journey and pilgrimage and life. And really, when you put it right down to it, his journey was a discovery as God began to open truths of how to live a life that's all about Jesus, because He is life. Christ, who is our life, Colossians 3 says, He is our life. He's everything we need. So here's what I want you to think about at this particular season. Remember years ago, I believe it was Calvary Road, could have been We Would See Jesus. I'm only a chapter or two into rereading it. But it talked about Jesus talking about He is I am. Of course, God Himself called Himself the I Am that I am in the Old Testament. But Jesus is the great I Am. What does that mean? He is I Am whatever you need. Where you meet the Lord Jesus is when you understand that He is everything you need. And you need Him for everything. So Jesus really is your life. He's your life breath. He's everything you need. Sometimes Jesus is, you need Him to be your comfort. Sometimes you need Him to be your strength. Sometimes you need Him to be your peace. Sometimes you need Him to be your wisdom. You don't know what to do. Sometimes you need Him just to give you that purpose, that destiny, that calling that gives you a willingness to go through difficult things because you know God has called you to do something. But I will tell you, friends, Christ, who is our life, you need Him. In this resurrection time, recognize Jesus isn't an add-on to the Christian life. He is the Christian life. And every moment I live in any kind of dependence on myself, it doesn't work. When I have my own problems and struggles, and I'm trying to look to myself to get out of them, or I have some kind of struggle trying to solve the problem myself, it doesn't work. I need to look to the Lord Jesus. And of course, we find him in the Word of God, and we find who he is in the Word of God. That's why the Bible is so important. It nurtures your faith. It tells us who Jesus is. And he is the God of all grace. And grace simply means is he'll provide what we need. He is grace is how God interacts with man. And anytime you and I have a grace moment, it's because God has intersected with man. So let me encourage you in this Easter time to meditate. Jesus is my life. He's everything I need. He not only is going to give me eternal life with him, he is the one that gives me abundant life now. And every time I'm recognizing my need, we always need him, but sometimes we don't recognize it. But the moment we recognize it, we need to immediately turn to him as the I am. The I am fill in the blank. The I am what you need at this moment. The only one that can meet your need. Now, this is also a time of gospel giving, and some of you are familiar with Brother Bosler and what he's doing with getting a gospel presentation together. And if you need more information, go to thegeneration.org. Also on the YouTube channel, TG Talk, Brother Bosler will give you more information about that. Let me encourage you to be thinking about the good news at this time of good news. Also, Falls Baptist Church, the home church here that I go to and many people involved with Minutemen, did last night. This is, I'm speaking to you on a Saturday, on Good Friday. We did a Good Friday service. It was live streamed. The recording is on YouTube. You could just put in the words Falls Baptist, Good Friday, or Good Friday, Falls Baptist. It's the last words of Christ. And that video should come up. It's a little over an hour. And it goes through the last words of Christ and presents the gospel. I was struck that the words that Jesus gave us from the cross actually are a gospel progression. I hope you go there, listen to it, and maybe even send it to a religious grandparent or mother or father who's not saved but would be willing to listen to it because the gospel is presented. So it is certainly a time to think of others needing life, but it's also time recognizing how much Jesus means to us. He's our very all. So at this Easter time, would you meditate and think about and praise the Lord for the fact that he is the I am. He is the I am, fill in the blank. Okay, remember the Jenners, remember our byline here, and where it ought to be our life, total surrender to the will of God. And again, here's what we talked about today, a total dependence on Jesus to meet all of our needs.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.